Dishonest Biden administration doubles down on bloodbath attack on Trump. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on March 18, 2024. President Joe Biden doubled down on his dishonest attack on former President Donald Trump on Monday, taking a remark the former president made during a rally completely out of context along with the bulk of the establishment media. The remark in question was made during a rally in Dayton, Ohio, which the Buckeye Values PAC hosted in support of America First Senate candidate Bernie Moreno, whom Trump endorsed. That primary is on Tuesday. During the rally, Trump warned that there will be a bloodbath in the U.S. auto industry and economy overall if he is not elected. Trump said, emphasis added. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now. You're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us, no. We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it, it's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That will be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars. They're building massive factories. It is abundantly clear from the entire quote that Trump was talking about the condition of the auto industry and economy as a whole. But the establishment media and Biden administration have continued to take it out of context, asserting that Trump is forecasting bloody violence throughout the country if he is not elected. On Monday, Biden doubled down, sharing a video comparing Trump's remarks to the thoroughly debunked Very Fine People Charlottesville hoax. Over the years, Biden has falsely claimed that Trump praised neo-Nazis in Charlottesville, Virginia, in 2017. That is not true, as he actually condemned them. Watch Biden's attack below. This was not the first time Biden took Trump's comment out of context, doing so on Sunday as James Singer, a spokesman for Biden's campaign, issued a statement on the matter. This is who Donald Trump is, a loser who gets beat by over 7 million votes and then instead of appealing to a wider mainstream audience doubles down on his threats of political violence, Singer said in the statement. He wants another January 6th, but the American people are going to give him another electoral defeat this November because they continue to reject his extremism, his affection for violence, and his thirst for revenge, he added. Senate candidate Bernie Moreno spoke about the media's lies during a Monday appearance on Breitbart News Daily, deeming it totally fake news and concluding that this is in keeping with the fact that this corporate media is so disgusting. It's so vile. This is what's going to be the theme of the next 7.5 months, Moreno said. They're going to misrepresent him. They're going to misquote him. They're going to say one thing that he didn't say at all. Of course, what he was talking about, which is 100% accurate. And Mike, it's exactly what we're talking about, Moreno continued. There's a company you should know about. It's called BYD. It stands for Build Your Dreams. It's a Chinese electric car company. They're building these massive plants in Mexico. They have this idea that they're gonna ship us $20,000 electric cars. We're gonna have EV, electric vehicle, mandates. If that happens, tariff-free, if we allow that to happen, our auto industry is gone. Ohio, Michigan, devastated beyond recognition, Moreno explained. That's the bloodbath he was talking about, economic bloodbath,